Hello, I'm Dango Rose, and you're listening to the Mountaineer Podcast in conjunction with the Mountaineer Newspaper, the voice of the Peak to Peak, online and in print. Brought to you by Mountain Vale Media. Now, listen in for the show.
This is the Mountain Ear Podcast, and I'm Marianne Rosen, bringing you stories, history, or lore from or about the mountains you live in. Ah, love and Valentine's Day. February, a time to think about affection, romance, and celebrating with loved ones. From the ancient observance of Lupercalia to the Christian day of honoring St. Valentine the Martyr, the month has always been one connected to love. Prior to the late 14th century, February 14th saluted all forms of love and fondness, as well as health, purification, and fertility. In many cultures, Valentine's Day was seen as the returning of spring. St. Valentine was believed to be the patron of beekeepers and to bring the keys of roots as plants and flowers begin their growth cycle. Work in vineyards and fields commences, and birds begin to sing their songs. After a poem written in 1382 by Chaucer, among other reasons, the holiday became one known more for romantic love than any other. In the 18th century, expressing that love through gifts of cards, poems, candy, and flowers became common. The Victorian era took the commemoration of this jubilee to a whole new level. Whether you honor this now more commercialized version of the day or who you celebrate with, we have ideas for fun ways to spend time together or mark the occasion right here in the Peak to Peak. Before we get started, however, let's talk about love and its many forms. We like many people and things, but do not love all of them. So what is love? Though most of us will agree that to define love is difficult, philosophers from ancient Greece to more modern times believe that there are seven types which can be specified. The first is philia, or deep friendship. Seen by philosophers as the purest form of love, philia is founded on goodness, companionship, dependability, loyalty, trust, and a deep affection and fondness. Real friends relate to each other authentically and are supportive and honest. They are there for each other, have deep conversations, and are comfortable with each other. The friendships can teach us. Feelings run deep, however, there is no sexual element. These friendships can last forever and are not shallow ones. The second type of love is ludus love. This is a playful and fun feeling. There is teasing, flirting, laughing, and conversation. There may or may not be a sexual element. It is common in conjunction with eros love, which will be described in a moment. However, in its non-sexual form, it is very compatible with philia love. On its own, it can be long-lasting or a fling. Storge love is the next type. Storge is familial love. It is fondness born out of familiarity and dependency. It is less contingent on one's personal qualities. This love includes that of a parent for a child and vice versa, or for other family members. And one can feel storge love with other types of love, including philia. Pragma love is a practical love founded on reason and duty in one's long-term interests. Sexual attraction takes a back seat in favor of compatibility, shared goals, and making it work. Parts of this love can also be an element in other types of love. And then there is eros love. This form of love is passionate. It is connected to the modern construct of romantic love. It has a sexual component. It is the love of a broader life force and sometimes strives for reproduction. There is a need and dependency. Ancient Greek philosophers believed it was the madness brought about by the gods of love. If one is lucky, this love develops and deepens. Ludus love is often present. Eros love frequently becomes a combination of storge and pragma, and if fortunate, philia love is added to the mix. Romantic eros love is seen as an upgrade to platonic love due to its sexual component, an emotional or societal need to be part of a romantic couple, or the fact that a lot of people have the more shallow types of friendships. The sixth kind of love is agape. This is an unconditional love. It is defined as the unselfish concern for the welfare of others, those you know well and those you don't. It is also a universal form of love for strangers, nature, pets, or God. Agape encompasses altruism. Altruism is associated with a short-term euphoric feeling, and long-term it is related to better mental and physical health as well as greater longevity. The final type of love is philia, or self-love. It is healthy self-esteem, a cognitive and emotional appraisal of oneself. One does not need to prop themselves up with income, status, or notoriety. One can hurt and be disappointed with failure and rejection, but it will not diminish you. One can accept and forgive themselves and others, and can be vulnerable. Non-sexual intimacy can be a part of many of the types of love, and in the end, all seven forms can and may seep and pass into one another. Continue listening and find out more when the story continues after this message.
Are you looking for a new way to advertise your business or service? According to the most recent studies, targeted podcast advertising is the most effective way to deliver your message directly to the community. People are listening. If you're looking to improve your brand salience and increase your reach, you should consider adding podcast marketing into the mix. Be sure to contact ads@themountaineer.com for more information on how we can help you produce a great spot for our listeners.
And now, returning to our story. Spending time with those we love is fun and wonderful. So whether you are observing Valentine's Day with yourself, a family member, a friend, a partner, or spouse, whether honoring all forms of love or just the romantic kind, the peak to peak has you covered. Shop for your loved one at places such as Blue Owl Books, Sweet Sue's, Mount Poppy Boutique, Alpaca and More, or the many other stores in Nederland and Gilpin County. If it's experiences that you want, the area has those as well. The peak-to-peak area has beautiful places to hike, but February, with the abundance of snow and chill, is probably not the best time. However, if spending time outside in the winter air with your loved one is your leisure activity of choice, then downhill or cross-country skiing at Eldora Resort may be the perfect pursuit. Skating is available in Nederland as well. Snowshoeing is another winter venture that may be the perfect way to spend a day. Of course, one can find a private place to snowshoe away from others. However, this February, there are a couple of group snowshoeing events. On February 9th, there is snowshoe at Brainerd, followed by lunch at the Brainerd Lake Recreation Area. And on February 10th, there is the second Saturday snowshoe hike, beginning at the Wild Bear Nature Center in Nederland. If outdoor physical undertakings are not your idea of a Valentine activity, then maybe you and your loved one would benefit from a day enjoying the mineral water pool, geothermal cave pools, outdoor jacuzzis, or mud baths at Indian Hot Springs in Idaho Springs. Available for visitors age 18 and older, swimsuits are required Friday through Sunday, but clothing is optional Monday through Thursday. Another Idaho Springs alternative on Valentine's Day itself is to spend time at Spice and Tea Exchange's Valentine's Day High Tea. Strolling the towns of Central City and Black Hawk, window shopping, or buying, browsing galleries such as Gilpin Art, Mountain Goat, or Mountain Heart, or looking for antiques is another lovely way to spend a day. If history is your passion, then look into walking tours of historic downtown Central City. Check out the Gilpin History Museum, the Thomas House, the Coeur d'Alene Mine, or Washington Hall. Although not open for the season, be sure to check out the Central City Opera House, the oldest opera house in Colorado and fifth oldest in the United States. Head out to take in a ghost town like Russell Gulch, Apex, and Nevadaville. Speaking of ghosts, perhaps you and your loved one would have a good time taking a ghost tour like those offered by Blue Lantern Ghost Tours, and then visiting interesting cemeteries like the Knights of Pythias. Add a ride on the Carousel of Happiness in Nederland to whatever you have chosen to do during the day. Of course, driving the area along the peak-to-peak scenic byway is a beautiful diversion in and of itself. As your day winds down, enjoy a loving Valentine's Day meal at one of the many restaurants in the peak-to-peak area. Among the dozens of options, there is something from everyone, from Toss Woodfire, Dragon Title Noodle Company, JKQ Barbecue, Monarch Chop House, Cook's Palace, Gold Coin Saloon, and Millie's Restaurant, just to name a very few. Continue your Valentine's adventure after dinner by trying your hand in luck in the many casinos in Black Hawk in Central City. Want to dance? How about a little honky-tonk and rockabilly in the middle of the casino floor at the Horseshoe Black Hawk on February 10th? One could also head over to Nederland on February 11th for open mic night at the Diner Bar. Add a visit to listen to music or go to a brewery like Knotted Root, Very Nice, Busey Brews, or Howling Wind to finish out your celebration. If a more relaxing time is what you are looking for, then there are many options for an overnight or weekend stay in the area. Enjoy more time with those you love and pack in a few more of those things to do. Look into the Monarch Casino Resort and Spa, the Grand Z Casino and Hotel, or the Century Casino and Hotel, along with so many others. Check online for hotels, restaurants, galleries, stores, and activities in the area. Pick up a copy of the Mountain Ear newspaper to look for activities and happenings. So whatever you do to celebrate Valentine's Day, with whomever you observe the holiday with, self, family, close friend, partner, or spouse, you will find many options here in the Peak to Peak. Have a fun Valentine's Day and recognize, appreciate, and be thankful for all forms of love in your life and in the world. Until the next Mountain Tale. Listen in next time to the Mountain Ear Podcast for another Mountain Tale. I'm Marianne Rosen. Thank you for listening.
And that's it for our show. Subscribe online to get access to more news, weekly updates to our community calendar, and a link to our YouTube channel by visiting themountaineer.com. Be sure to use the coupon code PODCAST when subscribing for a 10% discount, only available to our listeners. I'm Dango Rose. Thank you for listening.